to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. All present and accounted for, I think. Nick is here. I'm here. Barry is in the wild tornado alley of Oklahoma City in a broom closet. Barry?
What up, H-Town?
That's exactly right. What up, OKC?
So far, just a little rain. Are you guys hearing things I'm not hearing about tornadoes?
No, that's what, Oklahoma City is in the middle of Tornado Alley.
Oh, I was just going to ask. I thought, I thought for sure there was a tornado.
No, I couldn't wish that on any, even Barry. I just know that Oklahoma in general, but Oklahoma City is known as Tornado Alley.
Yeah, and I've told the story about my experience in Tornado Alley before, so well-versed in Tornado Alley and the shenanigans that go on here. Fortunately, though, so far so good. Just a little rain today. Although, here's some weird things. Okay. I seem to be following somebody who really loves Diet Coke. Because everywhere I've gone, they're out of Diet Coke and the fountain drinks. And I don't understand. This is the weirdest thing. I stopped at a Love's to get, out of Diet Coke. I went a little further, stopped at the Subway, out of Diet Coke. Today, went to the Subway, out of Diet Coke. I'm like, somebody is either screwing with me or really loves Diet Coke and is living the same life I'm living.
How could, but again, that speaks also to just how behind Oklahoma City is. It's just there's nothing to do there, and there's a whole not a whole lot going on. I can get like one place a little low on Diet Coke, but if you're going through a string of different options and they're all coming up empty, that speaks more to the city you're in.
Yeah, well, that's true. And it was on the way up here, too. So it was the six-plus-hour drive. A couple times I stopped to get some a fountain drink, and nope, wasn't happening.
Saw you were tutoring people on the idiosyncrasies of white people rapping to songs on the radio?
Yeah, why don't you sing that for us?
I would if I knew the lyrics. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
That's the only three words they know. Or five words. Miss my Uncle Charles. That's so true.
That's it. Yeah. If you want to see the video, at Barry is funny on Twitter, but you're right. I mean, there's a few songs like that where the only real lyrics we know to the song is that one part. That's the only thing we can sing. You know, something crazy though happened. It was right after I had recorded that video. So it's a long drive, right? It's 6 hours, a good 6 hours in the car. So you try to entertain yourself, but you're also trying to make up as much time as you can on the road. And I've bitched about this before, but I found out again, because I had forgotten, but I learned again that my truck will only do 98 miles an hour. It won't go any faster. That's it.
You have a governor on it, or it just...
Yeah, apparently I do, because I'm trying to keep up with other cars on the road. 98. That's it. That's all I got. I couldn't go any faster than that.
Huh. That's crazy. It's like a golf
cart.
Shout
out to Chevy. Yeah, exactly.
It's like when you get to the golf course and you really want to be motoring and you can't because it just won't go over a certain speed.
You said that's in your truck, right, Barry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that regulator. But I think Chevys are known to have those, right?
I didn't know that.
I wasn't aware of that either. Yeah. So who knows?
Chevy trucks are known, yeah.
Because I have one for you guys. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. No. Go ahead.
No, I have one for you guys. I thought you were done. The one that I brought up to you guys a while back, I was telling Nick before the show. I told you about those two lights, those street lights that are outside of my house, and they haven't been working. And I called and I emailed City of Sugarland and CenterPoint, and I was told, and they sent me an email confirmation. Within 3 days, this will be rectified. We're going on 2 months. So I'm driving to work, and I had called them last night, and the lady said she'd call me, and she actually did. And she calls me back, and I try to explain to her, look, my wife leaves the house at 3:15 in the morning. It is pitch dark on my street, with the exception of my lights on my house. And, you know, what's the deal? And they had kind of indicated that there's a box somewhere that they can't get to because the shrubs need to be pruned back on it. And that once whoever prunes back the shrubs from the City of Sugarland, that they'll get into the box, they'll fix the lights. I said, it's been 2 months. So then I got a little short with her last night. I said, can you tell me where the box is? I'll go trim the shrubs myself, to get into our lawn theme for the week. And
I was going to ask, was there a lot of lawn talk yesterday?
I'm
glad you saved it for me.
Yeah, and I was fired up, right? So she said, well, their department's closed. I'll call you in the morning. So she calls me at 11:30, and she tells me that they've located the box. And I said, great, so you can fix it. She goes, well, no, not exactly. I said, what's that mean? She gives me an address, which is like a half block from my house. I said, why are you giving me this address? She goes, well, our box that controls those lights on the street are in somebody's backyard, and they won't give us access so that we can fix it.
What?
I'm like, are you kidding me right now? She goes, yeah, you know, if there's a dog, we won't go in. But if we knock on the door, we try and get in and they won't let us. I go, so what's the other option? She goes, well, we pretty much don't have any unless they respond. So that's why I'm giving you the address. Why don't you go down the street, knock on their door, and see if you can get them to let us in. I was like, so then what? Then I got to go on hold for like 45 minutes of bad music again before you get to me to tell you that my neighbor said it's okay, and then you guys try and coordinate? She goes, no, when you talk to them, can you call, have them call? Because then they can fill out a form that says that the shrubs need to be pruned back, and we can get going on this. I go, so I work for you temporarily, and that's the only way that this gets done? She goes, well, yeah. I go, I got a question for you. If you haven't been able to get into the person's backyard to get to the box, how do you know the shrubs need to be pruned back? Dead silence. She goes, wait, what? I go, you heard me. She goes, oh, well, I'm just reading what the report says. I don't know the answer to that. I'm like, you have got to be effing. I was nice. I did not cuss on the phone. I was like, all right, well, so obviously you've proved to be no help at all to me. Have a nice day.
Wow.
So if I don't go knock on some people I don't know down the street's door and get them and convince them to open up their backyard and make a phone call and stay on hold for an hour, I'm screwed.
Just the nerve that they asked you to go to your neighbor's house and make that. That's so ridiculous.
And I said, have you knocked on their door? Well, they've obviously done something, but if there's a dog, they won't even do that. I'm like, what are you doing? And why would you put your box in the backyard of a personal residence if you knew you couldn't access it?
Yeah, that's wild. That's poor planning. And then they try to pass it off on you. That's just...
Because I know in Midtown, when I lived in Midtown, I had a townhouse, and the meter reader guys, if there was any shrubs or anything like that, they ticked me off to no end, because they'll just rip them. They'll break branches. They just rip through because they said they had a job to do. Obviously, it's a little bit sweeter in Sugarland. They're not going to do those kind of things.
Yeah, apparently so.
God, I was pissed.
On my drive up, I'm trying to make good time, and I'm weaving in and out of traffic a little bit, because you always get that trucker that wants to get over to pass the other trucker and then get back, but it takes them like 20 minutes to get past, and then it just slows everybody. It pisses me off every time. So I'm trying to be patient there. And then there's other cars that all they do is they try to hop the line. Cause then you know, that trucker gets over. Then there's nine cars that get backed up behind the truck. And then these other cars come zooming around in the slow lane to cut everybody else off. And it's just this back and forth the whole way, right? Well, there was this group of cars, and we're all jockeying for position the whole time. I finally pull off to get a Diet Coke, and there was one car that was really aggressive. This driver was really, really aggressive the whole time. And he kept cutting people off. He cut me off twice and almost hit me. He was cutting other people. He like almost ran one car off the road. And then there was the semi that he cut off, and they had to slam on their brakes. And
Nick, you were driving really OKC bad. Last dude, night?
Yeah, when I was coming up here.
No, I said so Nick was actually driving OKC last night. It
wasn't me.
Yeah. So I had pulled off the road and got some lunch, and I ate lunch and then got back on the road again. And I'm driving, and guess who I see flipped in a ditch?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the crazy aggressive driver had hit somebody and flipped into a ditch. And I was like, you know, part of me was like, oh, I hope he's okay. But that was about 10% because the other 90 was like, that's what you get, bitch. That's what you get.
I was wondering how many
for driving crazy
cars drove by and actually were like applauding and honking their horn at
exactly.
That guy.
Yeah, he was alive and all was well, but that's what he gets.
How do you know that?
Because he was standing next to the car.
Oh, okay. He was already out. I thought he was hanging upside down by his seatbelt, and you just kind of said, oh, you're blinking your eyes. You're good. I got to go.
No. He was standing there, and the cops were checking him out, so that's what he gets.
Got it. I'm totally with you, because I've been in those situations before, and you kind of hope for it. It's evil, but you kind of hope for the fact that a guy that does that often, he deserves some kind of punishment.
Agreed.
All right, we're just getting started. Barry and OKC, Nick and I here at the Fort. We would love to hear from you. You know how we do it. 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line, where you can call, you can text. You can also reach us directly via Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. Fasten your seatbelts and enjoy the ride. We'll take you here until 4 right here on ESPN 97.5.
We met at a concert. You were wearing Converse. I'm not good at playing it cool. You said I was funny. I spent all my money. Then your friend get thrown in the pool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Just the second segment of the big show. Just getting started. Happy you're along for the ride. It's Nick, it's Joel, it's Barry at the Thursday on The Usual Suspects. As we normally do it, we break the ice a little bit, segment number one, and then we get rolling. Sometimes we are a little less sportsy, but Barry, there's a lot of things going on right now pertaining to the hometown nine and teams in Major League Baseball. I don't know if you've hit the Twitter, but deals are being made. We know the Astros have made one, and I hate to disappoint everybody out there. It was not for help in the back of the bullpen. But trades are rolling in right now off of Twitter. It's going to be interesting to see if Jeff Luhnow is knee-deep in more moves than just acquiring a backup catcher in Martin Maldonado.
Yeah, a guy that's going to come in, Gold Glove winner last year. You brought him in for his defensive prowess behind the plate. I don't think they know for sure when they can expect Brian McCann back. So he just gives you some defensive reinforcement. He's not going to be a guy that brings a lot of pop to the plate. I think he's hit like 14 home runs is the most he's hit in a year. Throwing out runners, he's one of the best right now in the bigs. So at least you have that going for you, as opposed to the years with Conger behind the plate.
Couldn't have
thrown out Cecil Fielder.
Even last year when you and I were talking about the fact, the one thing that the Astros, it wasn't a huge worry, but the one thing come playoffs that they had to address was the fact that their catchers weren't real good at throwing guys out, and teams were going to try and run on them if they got guys on base. So at least that addresses that. Like you said, a Gold Glover is not a bad addition to the squad. He's hitting 219, so don't expect. He's got some pop. but don't expect a whole lot there. But, I mean, yeah, he does address at least one need with the uncertainty about Brian McCann, which is good.
Yeah, you'll notice a lot of times baseball clubs, when it's late in games, up the middle they'll have defensive replacements usually because that's where teams try to shore up themselves defensively. So a lot of times in the case of back in the day, a lot of teams would bring in a shortstop or a second baseman as a defensive replacement. Same thing with the center fielder. We see that a lot where Mariznick would have came in and played center field. I think they called it their, what are they, the two-step lineup or something like that. Oh, the Cupid Shuffle is what that
Blummer's got a name.
It's not unheard of to do that at the catcher position either. Sometimes in the NL, you'll see it as a, you know, they'll hit for the pitcher and do it something like that. But yeah, so this gives you that extra option where late in the game, when you want to add some defensive, ability to your ball club on the field, the Astros now have that option. So.
Yeah, so at least they addressed that. They haven't done anything in terms of pitching right now. But in the meantime, J.A. Happ, as the rich spend more, not only get richer, the Yankees have acquired J.A. Happ from the Blue Jays for two players. So the Yankees now have addressed their bullpen and strengthening that, which was already strong. And they've addressed starters. As well as in the National League, the Brewers have acquired the White Sox closer, Soria. The main reason I mentioned that is there's another closer off the board if the Astros are indeed kicking the tires on closers. Iglesias still out there with Cincinnati. I'm not sure Cincinnati's any hurry to unload him since he's got such a team-friendly contract signed through 21. But that's a guy that everybody has kind of connected the Astros to. And then the holdout hope is, and I don't know if you saw this or not, but now the rumors are that by the end of the week, the Nationals are going to make a decision on whether they're going to be buyers or sellers down the stretch based on how they play for the rest of the week. If that's the case, a guy that everybody was thinking was going to be the number one toughest commodity to get in Kelvin Herrera, who the Royals sent to the Nationals early in the season, now might be available again, according to Twitter. So it'll be interesting to see if there might become another option or two for Jeff Luhnow if he does indeed want to add anything to the bullpen.
Yeah, and I had somebody asked me the question a while back on Twitter that once Zach Britton went to the Yankees, what's left besides Iglesias? And there's a couple names that I threw out, Felipe Vasquez of the Pirates and Blake Treinen of the A's. And a lot of that's going to depend on, similar to what you were just saying with the Nationals, at what point do these teams have to decide, or at some point these teams have to decide, are they going to be sellers in this market? And when you look at these teams, these are teams that are still kind of in that mix. The Pirates are seven back in their division. The A's have been playing well as of late. They're 6.5 back, but just like the Nats are seven back. These teams that are kind of on the cusp of, you know, if we lose a couple more games and lose a little more ground, we're probably out of it because the teams ahead of us are so good, we're not going to catch them. But if we flip that and we end up four back by the trade deadline, that's doable over the next month and a half or so. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to come down to the wire, I think. And don't forget, you can always find guys at the post-trade deadline, you know, waiver wire deadline that goes through August, the way that they picked up Justin Verlander. So all is not lost if they don't make a move. But those are a couple of other names that I wanted to throw out that for folks to kind of put on their radar.
And in the case of the Nationals, not, I mentioned Kelvin Herrera, but the other two guys and a guy that the Astros know well, having pitched in Oakland, Ryan Madsen, and as well as Sean Kelly in the bullpen for the Nats, could be available by the end of the weekend. That's what Jeff Passan is saying, based on what the Nationals are trying to review and make decisions on if they're buyers or sellers. So maybe there's a couple more options out there. Obviously, Luhnow is on the phone since he made a deal to get a backup catcher, or in this case, maybe even a starting catcher because Stassi's bat has kind of cooled off. But interesting to see what Luhnow and staff do with the deadline looming at the 31st.
Yep.
So we'll see how that
goes. Out.
Did you watch a game last night? Have a chance to see any of it at all?
No, I didn't. They had the Cardinals game on in the bar at the club I'm working, and so it was there was no way for me to get it. I did catch up on the controversial Bregman triple fan interference, yeah. Whatnot.
couple bizarre plays in that game last night. That one you mentioned, and also the play late in the game with J.D. Davis making a hell of a catch at the rail of the dugout of the Astros. Gattis basically does help him stay on the field, and the runner is able to tag up from third and score with, you know, Davis right on top of home plate, less than 60 feet away, because, you know, he had to get back on the field, set his feet. He didn't really have control of the ball, and he threw it away, and it made for some interesting dramatic television. And then after the game, Bregman just went nuts. And I don't know if you heard the audio or not. We got it. Nick's going to pull it up in a second. But he didn't hold back. On the field, Breggs had a couple of plays. He also was called out on a called third on a 3-2 pitch check swing that looked like it was borderline at worst. That looked like he held up, and he unleashed on the first base umpire. But after the game, man, he was not having it. Based on the fact that he thought that at the very worst, he should be sitting on third base with nobody out. And the fact of the matter is, if you read the rule states that the fielder would have made the catch if not interfered with. And his argument, because he got into it in classic Alex Bregman fashion on Twitter with a weatherman of all people from a TV station, but he was fired up because people saw the replay and know that the fan, in an Astros jersey, by the way, touched the ball. He was fired up, and then some weather guy from somewhere decides to tell him, hey, you know, you do realize the fan touched the ball. It was the right call and everything like that. And he goes, why don't you stick to your weather at whatever channel you're at? And why did you tag me? You looking for followers? So Breggs was in rare form last night. It was pretty entertaining.
Frustrating.
Breaks, gonna break.
You know, specifically the ball you hit to left field.
Yeah, it's a joke, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Obviously, the guy has never played baseball before in his life. The guy in charge of whoever made that decision, because there is no possible way that you can say that a left fielder jumping backwards into a wall is guaranteed to make a catch. Change the whole game. We're up 2-1 at the time. I'm in third base. We need a fly ball to the outfield to get me in, and it's 3-1. It's horrible.
So the Nick did his job beautifully. That was the fact that we didn't beep out all of the F-bombs that accompanied every accentuation of his anger in those quotes. He was not holding back, and If you do look at the replay, yeah, the fan made contact. You know, of course, Parra's going to say, oh, I was looking right at it going to my mitt, and then suddenly I didn't know it hit me in the face and where it was. It wasn't that cut and dried. So I get Bregman's point, and obviously it was a key point in the game. And at the end of the day, it could have made a difference in the game. But I can't say that I completely agree with Bregman, because when I saw the replay and you could see the fan clearly touch it, and where he was, it looked like he probably was going to make that catch.
I mean, he's wrong. Alex Bregman is wrong in this case. It was clearly fan interference, and he's wrong. The umpires got it right. It was a good call by Bud Black to have it looked at. And unfortunately, he's right. Yeah, there should have been a guy on third, but that's just blame the fan. Don't blame the umpires for doing their job. Blame the fan for not having the awareness to not reach over and touch that ball. And it probably was going to be an out. He wasn't, you know, it's not like the dude was like falling on the ground because of that. He was expecting to catch the ball. He probably makes the catch. So yeah. I think Alex Bregman's wrong.
And they tossed the fan, and of course he got heckled by all of the Colorado fans, and that was crazy. But
which, getting heckled by Colorado fans, probably like, hey dude, you're kind of stupid. Like, they're not very mean, so I'm sure it was all right.
Although, I don't know if you saw that because you were driving, but two nights ago during that game, some wannabe broadcaster decided to say, there's a lot of fans here in Denver tonight at the game, nothing that a good hurricane couldn't wipe out. And that kid got annihilated on Twitter.
On air?
On Twitter.
Oh, on Twitter.
And he had to shut down his entire account. First it was just the tweet. Then he tried to go backtrack and say he was kidding. And that got messy. And then he finally just bowed out. He just shut it all
down. Yeah, that dude's a dumbass.
Now here's Bregman, by the way. The guy is an anchor and a reporter at a news station. But Bregman even takes it to the go back to the weather or whatever channel you're on. But he said, actually, I know the rule. I was saying there's no way you can say for certain he's going to catch that after slamming into the wall before the fan touched it. Go back to doing the weather for channel whatever. Why did you tag me? You want followers? So, Bregs will be Bregs. AJ knows that as well. AJ very quickly retweeted that and then put Kermit with the cup of coffee. So
nice.
Good stuff. All right, we'll head to break. We'll come back with a whole lot more. We appreciate you being along for the ride. 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more ESPN 97.5. Lots of thousand chips in my heart.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, and Joel, ESPN 97.5. Always happy to have you along for the ride. Also want to let you know, we have been giving away tickets to this big listener appreciation party that we've got next Thursday night, and it's the only way you can get in. We appreciate you guys making us the number one sports station here in Houston, and we want to give back to you like we always try to do. As part of that, we're throwing a party, and we'd like you to be a part of it. Everybody's going to be there. Barry and Nick and I are supposed to be doing Papa Shot. Fred and AJ are going to be playing some poker. You can try and stump Charlie in sports trivia or watch how Lance breaks down film when he is doing his thing, scouting guys in the college game. But there's only one way to get in. Like I said, it's an invitation. So if we're throwing a party and you want to be in it, you have to win it. Right now is your chance to win. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now to caller number 17. Caller number 17, 713-780-3776. You can call in right now and win your chance to spend the evening with your favorite lineup in sports radio here in Houston. Good luck.
Question.
Yes.
So we know that we're doing Papa Shot.
I guess. Okay? Yes.
I'm going to display the three-point hook shot for the peeps.
No look.
I won't look. I'll make it. We know that the Blitz is doing poker.
Yes.
Or gambling. Mm-hmm. We know that Lance is breaking down film. And we know that Charlie is doing trivia. What the hell is Granado doing?
Drinking.
And Raheel. What the hell are they doing?
Granado's going to show you how to get all liquored up on Coors Light.
Well, I was going to say Coors Light, okay, but I mean, there's a lot of folks on this station that could show that.
True.
We've all got that skill. A lot of us do. But, like, no one's mentioning what Granado's going to do. Just stand there and be handsome. That's not a skill.
Raheel and Dell.
What are they doing?
They're going to answer phones and show you how to be the shortest wait time in the city.
I'm curious why they're not on the hook for something that they have to do for the peeps.
Yeah,
I think Raheel should have to do like sneaker talk,
or
show people how to clean their sneakers, like do a demonstration, like the slap chop guy.
Oh, there's guys in the middle of the mall, Nick, out our way, First Colony Mall, one of those kiosks. There's dudes trying to grab you by the arm to pull you in to say, "Let me clean those J's for you."
I've seen that.
They have this sneaker cleaner stuff that they think is like state of the art. Just waterproof them when you get them. You don't have any problems. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, don't ever do that because they just do one little patch and then you look like an idiot walking around with only a part of a clean sneaker.
Unless you buy.
Had a guy try that. Huh? Yeah,
unless you buy the whole bottle or whatever it
is. I've never paid to clean or repair a sneaker. I just bought a new pair.
Buy Shugu.
What's Shugu?
Shugu's like super glue for shoes. If you like, the sole starts flapping off, because I told you the Nikes start to the glue disintegrates. Yeah. You can buy Shugu and you can get them serviceable again.
I'm too lazy, but if I had the shoe collection that you had, Joel, and a lot of them were in the garage and they're starting to fall apart, I'd probably use some Shugu. But I don't have that many shoes. I just buy a new pair. I'm too lazy for that. I can't believe there's even.
But you haven't even done that. You've needed basketball shoes now for a year.
That's true, but I've got one I've got a pair that's functional.
No, you've been playing soccer lately. You wearing cleats?
No, dude, and my toes are all messed up.
Oh, God.
Dude, my toes are all messed up. I need a pair of cleats. But the cleats are expensive, man.
No. Just go to Academy. I'm cheap. You can get them for like $35, I bet you.
Look, speaking of cheap, I'm shocked at what people are paying for a price of gas. Y'all know that gas station spot that I always go to that I love the Greek food?
Yeah.
The food is great, but their gas prices are ridiculous. And what makes me so mad is that there's like a line to wait to pump gas, and they're $3.29 a gallon.
Can I ask a question? Why are you buying gas in the Galleria area instead of buying out by you where it's significantly cheaper?
I just don't get it. I get from place to place, you might see a 10, 15, maybe even a 20 cent difference. Like by where I'm at, it's literally $2.37, and I know that's cheap, and a lot of people might be paying $2.40 or $2.50, but why is anybody paying $3.29 and waiting in line?
Yeah, I don't get that, but I don't get why you were considering it either, because like you said, out Sugar Land way, you can get it between $2.30 and $2.70.
All day. That's a dollar. That's over a dollar more expensive.
Not that I'm a math major, but I agree with you.
Yeah. That's ridiculous.
That doesn't make any sense. I've noticed, though, like in my travels, Houston has some of the cheapest gas compared to other places.
Indeed. Yeah. I always get it when I get my, you know, when my mother-in-law calls and they're in California. I'm like, hey, just for kicks and giggles, what's gas prices? $3.75, $4.20. I'm like, oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I was talking to a comic from L.A. when I was at the joke joint, and she was like, man, it's like $4 something a gallon, and everywhere you go is 2 hours. Even to go, she said, sometimes I won't even do like a gig. They'll be like, oh, it's only, you know, 5 miles away. She said, that'll take 30 minutes to go 5 miles in L.A. So I know all of us bitch about traffic here.
Yeah.
But on the worst day, it can take 2 hours to get from one end of town to the other on the worst day. In L.A., that's an average day. On a bad day, it's 4 hours or more. So I know we think we have it rough, but all things considered, it ain't that bad.
No doubt.
And gas is almost damn near double out there.
One of my buddies moved there, and then we went there right after we got married and before I got this job. And so we went to a Dodgers game, and my buddy was there, and they were doing the full court press on me that someday we should move to LA. And I was like, you guys can talk till you're blue in the face, but you see what we're driving in right now? You see everything around us and what time of day it is? Like, we were there 3:30 heading towards the Dodger game. The freeways were just stacked. After the game, it's one thing to get out of the stadium and have traffic. Then, even at like 11 o'clock at night, to have still like a plethora of traffic, I'm like, never in a million years do I want to do this, ever. New York and L.A., no thank you.
By the way, G-Town Heath on the text line said Shugu's legit.
Yep.
He's like, as a lifelong skateboarder, it's a must-have. Saves the laces, extends the life of your shoes, and it's cheap.
Yep. It absolutely is. And in college, if you didn't want, like, we got one set of spikes where they would actually put the steel toe for pitchers so that you didn't wear out the toe of your pitching shoe, the cleat that you pitch with. But after that, we used to just buy a tube of Shugu and just cake it on the toe that toes the rubber. And, man, it never had a problem. The shoes didn't wear out. Shugu is good stuff.
Somebody had a question, and we can answer this on the other side, but I'll get it out now. It said, is Bryce Harper a reality to be an Astro this year? Considering the fact that the Nationals are falling from contention.
Short answer? No.
Got him!
Yeah.
We can address that. Now, of course, places like the crawfish boxes and stuff like that are probably writing articles about it, one would guess, but I don't think so.
But we did say that the Nationals might be sellers by the end of the weekend. I'm sure he'll be top of the list that they want to get rid of. And by the way, I don't know if you caught this, but this was a little humor on Twitter. Jerry Krasnick said that a major league scout that he talks to was scouting the Orioles this week. Quote was, I watched them for a couple of nights. I was hoping I either got hit on the head by a foul ball or struck by lightning. So I don't think they have many more players that people are going to be kicking the tires on.
Adam Jones. Adam Jones is good, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, we'll continue to roll on. If you want to join us, phone line's open, 713-780-3776. As Barry said, people are already lined up on the text line, also getting some good tweets. So hit us up. Hang with us. We're here, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. First hour, Usual Suspects, Nick, Barry, Joel on a Thursday. Barry's in OKC doing a little comedy as well. So he took the day off yesterday. We missed you, Barry. Shocker, Nick won the poll again for way back Wednesday. And I asked him, is it friends, relatives, or does he have just like a bunch of bots voting for him? Because it's just nuts.
Well, Twitter cleared out all the fake bots, so I can't get them to vote for me anymore.
Oh, that's true. That is true. So it's all sympathy at this point. Who had Mr. Cheek's lights, camera, action?
Me.
You were disqualified. That was 2001.
Glad to see that you're participating from afar, just to try and kick me in the grapes with Twitter. A steel-toed work boot.
I looked at the list on Twitter while I was driving. I thought, oh, this is pretty good. I wanted to see how Matt did. I was pretty disappointed in Mr. Jackson's selection. Did I see the Dixie Chicks on there at one point?
I told you, Nick. You did. Yes.
Pretty bad, Matt Jackson. Pretty damn bad. I mean, look, I'm not saying I'm the Wayback Wednesday genius, but I damn sure would never have the Dixie Chicks on there. Have some respect and put something like Katy Perry at least. Jeez.
Oh, boy.
I kind of got onto him about, who was it? The Nora?
Nora Jones.
Yeah, I got onto him about Nora Jones.
Nora Jones, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him,
Chicks, get there's, out of here.
There's one thing if you just like a song when you're at the house, but when you want to put that out there on a Wayback Wednesday, you're putting yourself out there for some pretty heavy criticism.
I feel like he was trying to throw it with the Dixie Chicks. Like, he didn't want to win. Yeah,
no, he said like, that, you know, too on the air. He didn't want to win. He wasn't trying to.
Speaking of his Dixie chick, he did also mention, which he mentioned with AJ, the fact that he may or may not have pleasured himself to Lisa Loeb back in the day.
That's weird.
And so that's why I said, because I said for topics, we could either do songs you cut the lawn to. I threw that out there because of our discussion that was so brainfully painful the other day.
You hated that, by the way. You hated it.
Brutal.
Head on the desk, hated it.
You're lucky. I was going to start slamming it on the desk in a minute. And then on top of that, I said we could do songs by artists that you would lose your virginity to. So kind of a cleaner way of saying, aside from Lisa Loeb, who you got? He fired off a list, and I was like, oh, my God. No, thankfully, Nick had said, let's just make it easier. Just pick a year. And I was like, all right, I'm cool with that. So, but, oh, my. I said different strokes for different folks, literally. But he was very much into the grungy look of chicks.
So, it was so what would it have been? Songs that you would pleasure yourself? Or artists?
Songs by artists that you would lose your virginity to. So, if you had the chance, if you were still a virgin, and, you know, Nicole Scherzinger, the Pussycat Dolls, would be on my list.
Whoa.
She's smoking.
Okay.
Hot. Yeah. There's no getting around that.
So, you would have to, you would get a Pussycat Dolls song then.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I threw it all out there, and Nick just went with the year, and then Matt came back with a list of girls that he would bop off to in from 2002.
I mean, the only reason why I went with the year is because I felt like the day before, I was like, if it's a fill-in host, we should just make it easy. And,
right.
But it turned out that Matt is actually game, and he had a lot, you know, like he was willing to contribute. He had a lot. Like Jerome.
You said game, right?
Game in terms of choosing music.
I'm just going by his taste in women. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of choosing music, he was trying to have fun about it. Not every fill-in host is that cool, so I try to make it simple. I didn't know how Matt would react because I never met him, but he did pretty good about it.
But I was asking you guys, I was going to ask you guys what you guys did with Jerome when I missed the one Wayback Wednesday. Did you just make it easy?
I think he did two Wayback Wednesdays, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
He's done two now, yeah. He submitted his list. He doesn't necessarily stick to the rules because he doesn't care, but he it was a valiant effort on Jerome's part.
Okay. All right.
But I was going to say it was odd that I was looking at the lists and I'm listening to, I don't know, XM43 or whatever, and Mr. Cheeks Likes Camera Action came on.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I knew this was because I had remembered seeing your list. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when you're watching or when you're listening to XM, certain channels, they'll show you the year that the song dropped next to it. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh, Joel's gotten disqualified. That's 01, not 02, according to XM.
That's when you
radio.
Pulled over to the side of the road and started.
That's when I celebrated.
Celebrating, yes.
Mm-hmm. I got out and danced. Yeah.
You
but
did.
good thing you didn't win the poll, because I would hate to have had to strip you of your title. So.
Oh, no, you wouldn't have. So we have to figure out how to break Nick of this, whatever he's doing to convolute the system and get the pandering vote like on steroids.
I'll take a week off.
I'm sure you'd like to do that.
Oh, you dirty bastard. How dare you?
Jeez.
Give you guys a W.
So real quick, just on this Bryce Harper thing. Here, let me just be real clear about this. The price for Bryce Harper for the Astros would be entirely too much for a 2-month rental. There's no way that the Astros do that. I just don't believe that. They do have a deep farm system. There's no way that they're going to go out there and give up what would be required to give up to rent Bryce Harper. And for what, a month and a half maybe? Plus the playoff run, I just don't see it happening.
It's just not happening. I don't think it's realistic to even discuss it seriously. But yeah, I'm with you, totally with you.
And I didn't even read the article. Somebody tagged us, so there was an article that was written about it. I figured there would be, but I didn't even read it. There's no reason to. It's just not one of those things that makes sense right now.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, again, with all the things that the Astros don't have. They don't have a ton to worry about, but we've addressed the fact that if they did anything, it'd be nice to bolster the back end of the bullpen. Whether they do that or not remains to be seen. And obviously, even if they don't, there's still options. It's a little bit different than last year because everybody's going, we'll just throw Morton out there. Well, Morton has become your third starter. Dallas Keuchel's the guy that, yes, he's getting better now, but Keuchel's the guy that's really fallen off, while Morton has really picked it up and has been great since he's been with the Astros, no matter where they put him. So it would be to where McCullers would probably be the guy that everybody's leaning towards to be your closer, per se. And then, you know, if you want to move another guy to the bullpen, maybe Keuchel becomes that guy. I don't know, but I would just feel a lot more at ease if they went out and made at least one move to try and add one more arm to the bullpen.
I think that's the move. I mean, I don't think you need to add offense necessarily to this lineup. That's not the issue. Scoring runs isn't the problem.
Except for last night. Because, by the way, two runs on one hit, and they still had a legitimate chance to win the game. The only problem is the guy with the one hit left in the fifth inning with a knee issue in Altuve. But, boy, that was – I mean, both guys pitched well. But I'm looking at the stats and the line score the whole time going, they still only have one hit, and they're winning. That's what was crazy to me.
That's weird in Colorado. Yeah.
Yeah, where the ball travels, right?
Yeah. Mike said, hey, Barry, be careful if you get close to Norman. There's a lot of Heisman and national championship trophies laying around. You might trip. Shut up, Mike.
Yeah, well.
Get out of here with
Mike's
that.
Also proud that a guy named White won a Heisman at Oklahoma. Let me put it to you that way.
That's probably true.
Let me put it to you that way.
That's probably true.
One of the worst Heismans ever.
Valkyrie said, yeah. Pink Valkyrie said she needed a good shoe cleaner. So I sent her a link, and I don't know what you guys, you guys may have different opinions, but there's this stuff called Jason Mark, M-A-R-K-K. It's like a purplish color, and it comes with a little brush. I sent her the link for Amazon. Do you use anything? But that stuff, man, works really good.
And it depends. You got to realize if it's leather or if it's the Nubuck type material. The man-made stuff, because you can get it at Foot Locker, Foot Action, all those kind of stores, and you don't have to buy the big brand names. They also have their own generic brand names too. But the Nubuck stuff comes with the brush built in, and the cleaner comes through the brush to clean those. Otherwise, the thing that I always do, and I learned it from my mom a long time ago, but it really works even when we were kids, because we couldn't afford to be going through shoes. But the minute we got them home, before we ever put them on our feet, you spray. And again, you get these at the Foot Locker or whatever. You spray waterproof on them. And then when you get crap on them, it's real easy to just wash right off. It's another tip for your hats, Nick. If you have like white or light colored hats, spray the waterproof on them before you ever put it on your head. And every time if you get something on your hat or sweat stains, it come right off.
Yeah, I believe that, because my brother was telling me about it. Like I said, I'm just too lazy. I probably should utilize more of that, but I've never used it.
You're too busy cutting your lawn.
No, I'm definitely
but
not
this,
doing
it. This Jason Mark stuff.
Yeah, it works.
I tweeted it to her. Man, I've used it on leather. I've used it on canvas. I've used it on just about everything. It works really well. Comes with a brush. Comes with the cleaner. You just put it in a little bowl. Super easy to use.
How much is it?
Works really well. This bottle I'm looking at right here is $30.
Dang.
But I think you can get it cheaper. But yeah, it's like $30 and it comes with a cleaner and everything for 4 ounces.
You're always going really fancy, well, man. You go to the stuff I'm talking about is like $6 a can or less.
Yeah, but that stuff doesn't always work, I don't believe.
I haven't had any issues.
I think you get what you pay for.
Okay. All right, well, look at that. Just before you blink your eyes, hour number one's already in the books. We've got two more to go to the big show. Don't go anywhere. We'll start hour number two in just mere minutes. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.